before we talk to Christina, we'll continue with our series called History and Our Best Future, featuring none other than Myron Buchholz, North Dakota born and raised, longtime resident of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and retired last year from teaching history in high schools for 34 years. You know, Myron, my guest today for Spirit in Action is quadriplegic because of a bike accident. So the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, has played and plays a significant role in her life and her being able to continue her work. And it was, I think, passed right at the end of the 1980s. Could you talk about our national movement to deal with what in general might be called our safety net and the provision of that generalized care and concern to various subsets of our population? In this case, disabilities, but there is any number of groups within our nation who've had need for and recourse to some portion of the safety net. What's your perspective, in a broad historical sense, of how the U.S. deals with these various subsets of our population?
The Americans with Disabilities Act came about, I think, in large part because everybody knows somebody with some kind of disability. The idea of warehousing and keeping people out of sight, out of mind, simply became too much to bear. And that politically, the emphasis became to change it. Now, I also remember that there were a number of groups that fought long and hard for that accessibility, people being arrested in wheelchairs in Washington, D.C. We forget that. This was not the good nature of the politicians. People with disabilities and their advocates fought, I remember, for an entire decade to get the ADA passed. And it's just a good example of once things are brought to the forefront, people's consciousness, that change happens, and change happens for the better. I always laugh when I ride my bicycle and how nice it is to have those sloped curbs on and off the sidewalks and things like that. To number one, it was for people with wheelchairs, but it works out really good for lots of people. Change tends to be like that. When you make a change to help out the most vulnerable amongst us, it actually improves the lives of everybody, even though that wasn't the intention. I tend to think that the same thing happened with same-sex marriage, is that people became aware, everybody knows somebody, and as we move towards an acceptance, our lives become better and more enriched the more we accept differences amongst ourselves. I also remember that the controversy in my home state of North Dakota, when the rules were changed to stop warehousing people with mental illness and putting them more in group homes in communities so they could be out and about and actually be part of society, that the outcry was intense, that the fear of people doing strange things and causing crime disappeared after a number of years when people began to actually mingle with people in society who have disabilities, and the fear goes away. And they actually become very productive members of society instead of being a burden and having to be warehoused in some facility somewhere out of sight and out of mind.
Did you have to deal with that in the classroom, Myron, and when the change happened with the ADA? I think that they started mainstreaming students instead of having, you know, the separate classes just for those who had disabilities, mental illness, mental retardation, whatever they called those things.
The best classes that I ever had were the classes that were the most diverse, whether it be race or disability or what have you. And it makes sense in a social studies setting, you should learn to be social. Having people around and in the room and going through the same experience class-wise that you are having and seeing the struggles and adaptations that can be made and can be made very seamlessly. It was looked at in the beginning as such a burden, and certainly there are burdens. Nothing is ever easy, But once you get into the mindset of this is the way it is, and these are students just like any others, and we will do the best that we can for them, it creates a much better atmosphere, much less suspicion of differences, and that's a very good thing.